Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Hei Omid Beis, page 85, side B. So he says that, explaining the Pasik, Amav Da Aretz, so he says, Dabar Ze Amru, the Chachamim, Dabar Amru Chachamim, V'loi Pirshuha. The sages said it and they didn't articulate it, and also Amru, Nevi'im, V'loi Pirshuha. And they also, the prophets said it, and it wasn't also didn't, it wasn't explained. Until Hashem himself explained it. Shenemar, because in the following pasuk over there in Perik Tes Pasuk Yud Beis, the pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem, Alozvam esteirosi asher nosati lifneihem. They neglected the Torah that I gave before them. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So Rabbi Yehuda says his name Marav. Shalei Baruchu Batoirah. That Tchila. That means that they did not make the blessing Hashem Bachar Bonu V'Noslon Esterosei before they started to learn Torah. Amar Rav Choma. Further said Rav Choma. Ma'idi Ksiv. What is the meaning of the Pasuk in Mishlei? Perik Yudalot Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Belev Novoin. Tanua Chochma. Ubikarev Ksilim Tivodeya. So he explains like this. Belev Novoin Tanua Chochma. Zetamet Chochm ben Tamet Chochm. In the heart of a somebody is standing, he rests Chochma, Zetamet Chochm, son of Tamet Chochm. By him, in his heart, the Chochma rests in a relaxed, in a very settled way. And he doesn't have to publicize to everyone his wisdom. Ubikarev Ksilim Tivodeya. That's the Talmud Chochem ben Amoritz. Amongst the fools, he becomes known because he tells everybody he's a Chochem. He brags with the crown of Torah. Because since he's a Talmud Chochem ben Amoritz, Amar Ula says, Ula hainu da amri inshi. This is what people say in the example. Istira belogino kish kish kariye. That if you have one coin that's in the jug, that it makes a lot of noise. But when you have a jug that is full with coins, full with sloim, then it doesn't make so much noise. It does not make noise. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to Rabbi Zeira, my diksi, what is the meaning of the verse in Iyev, Perigimu, Pasuk Yutes, Kotten, Vegodel, Shomhu, Ve'evet, Chavshi, Me'adainov. So the question is, Otulu, Yadinan, the Kotten, Vegodel, Shomhu. There's small and big are there. Don't we know that there is small and big are there? Elo, the pasuk is talking about one person. It says, Kol ha-maktin atzmei al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. One who lowers himself for the words of Torah in this world, na'aseh gadol l'olam haba, becomes great in the world to come. V'chol ha-meisim atzmei ki'eved al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. One who makes himself as a slave for the words of Torah in this world, nasa chavshi leilum habo, so he becomes a free person in the world to come. Ve'evet chavshi madin. If he's like an evet, he becomes free madin. Reish Lakish have mitzayin ma'arta de rabbanon. Reish Lakish would point out and show where the caves of the graves of the chachamim. Kimoto le'ma'arta de rabchiye alma minei. When he came to the place to sign off the cave of rabchiye, it was hidden from him. Cholash died, so he felt his mind was weak. He became upset. Amar Ribbono shel Olam lo pilpalti Torah kemaisoi. He says, Master of the world, have I not given the pilpul in Torah just like Rabbi Chiya? Yotza basko va'amro loy. So the voice came out and he said to him, Torah kemaisoi pilpalto. But Torah kemaisoi lo ribatzta. You actually learned Torah in a pilpul like he did, but you had not spread out the Torah and taught other people like he did. So how was it the spreading of Torah of Chiyah? The Gemara says, when Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiyah were disagreeing, they were arguing with each other. Amar le Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chiyah. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Chiyah, Bahadei didiko minces? Are you then arguing with me? Chaz v'sholim. He says, God forbid, I'm so smart that if the Torah would have been forgotten from Israel, I can bring it back through my pilpul. So how would you dare argue with me? Says Rav Chanina to Rav Chiya. Omele Rav Chiya, Rav Chanina. So Rav Chiya says back to Rav Chanina, Bahadi didi kominsis. You are arguing with me. Da'avdi la Torah le'tishtakach me'Yisrael. I'm going to make that the Torah will not be forgotten from Israel. My avidno, what am I going to do in order not to forget the Torah? Ozlino v'shodino chisno. I will go and I will plant flax, v'godilno nishbei, and from the flax that is going to grow, I am going to weave nets to capture, v'tzaidone tovi, and I'm going to capture deers. Umachilno bisrayu liyasmi, and I am going to feed the meat of the deers to the orphans. V'arichno megilto v'chasavno, and from their skins I will prepare parchments of, and I will write on them chamisha chumshei, the five books of the Torah. V'solikno lemosa, and I will go into a city which doesn't have any teachers of children. Makarino chamisha yanuki, and I'm going to teach five children chamisha chumshei in five books, one chumesh for each one. Umasniso shita yanuki shisuzdore, and I'm going to teach orally to six other children the six orders of the Mishnah, for each one order. V'amarnu luhu, and I'm going to say to these children, ad hodarnu v'asinu akru ahadodi v'asnu hadodi, until I'm going to come back, each one should teach his friend the chumash that I taught him and the order of the Mishnah that I have taught them, and that way everybody will know the five books of the Torah and the six orders of the Mishnah. So I'm going to make it that it's not going to be forgotten from Israel. So we won't need your people to bring it back. And the Gemara says, this is what the Rebbe says. Kamo gedoyli ma'isichia, how great are the actions of Chiyah. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi says to Rabbi, afilu mimar, is he even then greater than your acts? Amar Leit, Rabbi said, in yes. He said, afilu ma'abo. Even then my father, he was Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yisi, my father Rabbi Yisi. Amar Leit, he says, chaz v'sholem. Leit, hey, kozois b'Yisrael. This should not be in Israel, you can't say so. So the Gemara explains now, Omar Rabbi Zayda, says Rabbi Zayda, how great Rabbi Chiya was in the heavenly court. Emesh nira li Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Chanina. Last night, Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Chanina appeared to me in dream. Amarti loi, so I asked him in his dream, Eitzel mi atotokua, who are you sitting next to in the heavenly academy? Amar li, so Rabbi Yosi said, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan, next to Rabbi Yochanan. So I said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzel mi, who is Rabbi Yochanan sitting next to? He said, Eitzel Rabbi Yanai, next to Rabbi Yanai. I asked him, Rabbi Yanai, Eitzel mi, who is Rabbi Yanai sitting next to? He says, Eitzel Rabbi Chanina. Then I asked him, Rabbi Chanina, Eitzel mi, where is Rabbi Chanina? And he said, Eitzel Rabbi Chiya. Amarti loi, so I said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzel Rabbi Chiya loi, and Rabbi Yochanan is not worthy to sit next to Rabbi Chiya. Omar li, he said, Rabbi Yesi told me, Ba'asar di zekukin in the nuda, uve urin da asho, man ma'ayil bar nafcho litamo, and in a place where there is sparkling fires and there is flames of fire, who can bring in the sun of the one who blows the fire there? Which means we cannot put Rabbi Yochanan next to Rabbi Chiya. Amar Rav, another piece about the greatness of Rabbi Chiya. Amar Rav Chaviva, Yishto Yili Rav Chaviva Bas Sur Meke. Rav Chaviva related to me that Bar Sur Meke related to me that Chozi Leum and Rabbonon Davashkiach Eliyahu Gabei. I saw one of the sages that Eliyahu Hanavi was coming by him. The Litzaf Rav Shapiron Einaid, in the morning his eyes were beautiful, but in the evening they would appear as if they had been burned in fire. Amri Lay, my high, asked him, what is this going? What's going on with your eyes? And he said, Amri Lay Eliyahu, I told Eliyahu, Achvile Rabbonon Kisol Kilim Sifta Dirikiya. I asked Eliyahu Anovi that he should show me the sages as they go up to the heavenly academy. Amali, Salyo said, Bechulu Mosis Takulu Bahu. You can look at all of them, but Levar Miguharkid Rabchid Leit Stakal Bahi, the exception of the chair of Rabbi Chia, don't look at him. So I asked him, Mai Simonayu, what is the sign that I know not to look at him? He says, Bechulu Ozli Malochi Kisolki Venochsi. To all the sages, there is support from the angels when they go up and they go down. Besides the throne of Rabbi Chia, he goes up by himself and he goes down by himself. So I could not hold back myself from looking. I looked at the chair of Rabbi Chia. Osutre butite dinudo mechoyuhu lau gabrev samin hilene. So two sparks of fire came and they hit me and blinded my eyes. L'mochar ozilish tatochi amarte. Next day I went and I spread myself out in prayer on the cave where Chia was buried. Amino, I said, mas naise demar mas nino v'is satoi. I told him that the tisefted, which is the learning of my master, I am always commonly learning, and my eyes got healed. Eliyahu, you want to read another story about the greatness of Chia? Eliyahu have a shehir b'mesifta de Rebbe. Eliyahu Hanovi was commonly found in the Academy of Rebbe. Yemer chad resharcha have one day it was Rosh Chodesh nogach levi le'oso. So he was delayed, and he did not come in the usual time. When he came, Omer Lei, my time in Nogach Le'lemar. So Rebbe says to him, why did you delay? Omer Lei, Leo says, Adi Ukimno, Lavrom, Umashino Yode, Umatzle, Umaganinole. Till I was able to get Avram Avinu up, and I washed his hands, and he davened. And I laid him back down. V'chein liYitzchok, same thing I did for Yitzchok. V'chein liYaakov, same thing I did for Yaakov. So I was delayed from coming. So he asked him, "Lekmina b'hadi hadodi, why don't you get them all up together? So then it won't take so much time." So he answered, "Savri tokfi berachmi, u'maisili l'mashiach b'lizmanik." We worry in the heavens; they worry. Maybe two or three of them together will increase in their prayers, and they're going to bring the Mashiach before it's time. So I don't have the right to raise them together. Amalei, so he said to him, Rabbi, v'yesh dugmosam ba'ilam hazem. Is there then somebody who is similar to them, whose prayers are listened to them? Amalei, so Yehu says, Iko Rabbi Chiyo Bonov, there's Rabbi Chiyo Bonov. Goza Rabbi Tanisar, Rabbi decreed a tainis, Achtinu Rabbi Chiyo Bonov. He brought down Chiyo's son, so bring the Geula. And he had Rabbi Chiyo and his sons descend before the Amud. Amar Mashivaruach, Rabbi Chiyo said, blows the wind, Venoshvo Ziko. Immediately the wind blew. Amar Merid HaGeshem, that brings down the rain, Vosimitra. Immediately the rain came down. Kimota Lemeimer Mechayim Esim, when he was reaching to say, it resurrects the dead. Rogash Alma became a lot of noise in the world. The bones of the dead began to come close to each other in order to get up for Tchis HaMesim. Amri Birakiya Mangoli Razya Ba'alma. So they said in the heavens, who is the one that's revealing the secrets in this world? Who revealed that the prayer of Chia and his sons is accepted like the prayer of the others? Amri, they said Eliyahu. Eliyahu revealed this. Asyul Eliyahu, they brought Eliyahu Mechayu Shitin Pulsa Denura. They brought and they beat him 16 beatings with fiery sticks. Also, Yo came in Davlo Kiduva Dinura, Obenat Utradinu. He appeared to them like a bear of fire. He went amongst them and he didn't allow them to pray, to daven, to continue davening. The Gemara relates Shmuel Yarchino He was Yerach, the moon. He knew the secrets how the moon journeys. Asye the Rebbe Have. He was the doctor of Rebbe. Cholish Rabbi Be'enei. So one time Rebbe got sick in his eyes. Omer Lei, so Shmuel said to him, Imaloch Samach, should I place a medicine of healing in your eyes? And then you're going to heal. Omer Lei, he says to him, Rebbe, lo yochil, no, I cannot tolerate it. I can't take it. So he asked him, Eshtel Lechom Mishtor, so should I smear on your eye the medicine for healing? Omer Lei, he said to him, Rebbe, lo yochil, no, I can't take that either. So Shmuel put him the medicine in a hollow stick, and he gave it underneath his head, and the power of that medicine broke through, and it went through the skull of the bone of the skull and his head and his mayach and his brain until he come to the eyes, and it healed him. Have a comment. Rabbi tried to give smicha to Shmuel Echinoah because he was a chacham, very knowledgeable, but it didn't work out. Amar Lei, so Shmuel said to him, "Loy litzdayr mar, don't be in pain." I saw the book of Adam Rishon. This Shmuel Echinoah, who is expert in the secret of the way the moon travels.